Why did I start the podcast? Well, there are people out there who are so busy that they forget how special they are. And I'd like this podcast to be their reminder.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of Mocha Time, the podcast where we take some time out of our busy lives to get a drink and reflect, both the world around us and ourselves. I'm your host, Mr. Mocha. Tonight's choice of beverage is an iced cafe mocha from Starbucks. Funnily enough, I suppose we've gone right back to basics, which I suppose is fitting given that it's January, and this is the first episode of 2019. It feels good to be back. Many of you have pointed out that I haven't uploaded an episode since Christmas, and whilst that in part is because Christmas more or less marked the end of 2018, it's also because I wanted to spend some time really reflecting on myself and what direction I was taking the podcast in. When I first started brainstorming and buying equipment, I did all of that with the intention of making a difference in the lives of you wonderful listeners. And while some of you have told me that it has, I still felt it wasn't enough. I still felt it was inconsistent at times and my topics weren't as cohesive as they could have been. So I wanted to make it better. And as you can tell, we've now got some changes. The opening music has changed, and I thank Zeki Beats for the track. You can find his YouTube channel in the description of this episode. Following on, each month will now constitute a theme, and given that I've been talking about bettering myself in the podcast, the theme for this month is self-improvement. Our topic for today, meaningful New Year's resolutions. But I assure you, ladies and gents, one thing that hasn't changed is my catchphrase. And with that, let's sit, take a sip, and get right into it. I want you to take yourself back in time to when you decided on what your New Year's resolution for 2019 would be. Now, for some of you, that would be New Year's Eve. For some of you, it may be the week before New Year's Eve, or even a month. For some of you, it may even be New Year's Day, or just last week. I don't want you to focus too much on when you decided on the resolution. That's just to put you in the right frame of mind. Rather, I'd like you to focus on what it is exactly that you decided on. What did you decide you were going to focus on for 2019? What was your New Year's resolution? Was it to lose that extra bit of weight, which you've always struggled to do? Was it perhaps to step out of your comfort zone and talk to one more person than you normally do? To build a social network and overcome that social anxiety? Was it to stop procrastinating and work that little bit harder at university or at work? When you remember what that resolution was, I now want you to ask yourself, how did I feel when I set that resolution? Did you feel a sense of pride in yourself for looking towards a goal which would ultimately better yourself as an individual? Did you feel an overwhelming sensation of excitement, ready to start the new year like a bolt of lightning? Or perhaps did you feel a sense of skepticism? Did you believe in yourself when you set that New Year's resolution? I want you to hold on to that feeling because we're going to come back to it towards the end of the episode. Everyone takes New Year's resolutions differently. Some people, without fail, will set a resolution every single year and see it through to the end. Some people won't have a New Year's resolution, because they don't necessarily believe that making a pledge to oneself, purely by virtue of it being a certain time of the year, is of enough motivation to make a significant change. Some make New Year's resolutions, but it isn't out of sincerity, rather out of habit. It's more about paying lip service to the fact that we're transitioning from one year to the next. And so what then happens is that you get a range of results and subsequent feelings from those results. Some find themselves feeling proud of themselves because they've achieved their New Year's resolution, whereas others find themselves feeling disappointed. And these emotions then carry forward to the next year. Those that are proud end up following the routine of forming resolutions and achieving them, whereas those who are disappointed give up on the idea altogether. And if they don't give up, they form their next resolution with slightly less drive than they did before. Listener, which category do you feel you fit into? Contrary to what many will believe, there isn't inherently anything wrong with a New Year's resolution, because at the end of the day, it's a form of goal setting. Without you realizing it, you goal set all the time. If you tell yourself that you have a 9 a.m. lecture that you want to attend, that is a goal. Now, how you measure your success is whether or not you make it to that lecture on time. If you decide you're going to go for a run, and you're going to run 10 miles, again, that is another form of goal setting. How you measure success in that instance is keeping track of how far you ran. So then what's the difference between these goals and a New Year's resolution? Why is it that we're able to set goals on a regular basis, and most of the time achieve them, yet we approach New Year's resolutions with hesitation and unease? Well, that reflects that around New Year's we get into the habit of bad goal setting. Because it's a new year, we tend to set goals which are impractical, and they can be impractical for a number of reasons. One reason could simply be that they are outright unrealistic. Let's say you wanted to win £1 million by the end of the year, and you spent every single day spending £1 on the lottery. In theory, it could happen, but that's really down to chance. You have no way of controlling that outcome, and so in the instance that it doesn't work out, you end up feeling bad about the situation. The problem there wasn't the idea of having a New Year's resolution. The problem was poor goal setting. One reason could be that you have no way of measuring the extent to which you achieve your resolution. Let's say that you wanted to lose weight. Let's say your resolution was, I want to get an amazing body by the summer of 2019. Okay, it's a goal that's personal to you, so it might give you a sense of motivation to carry it through, but it doesn't change the fact that you've got no way of measuring what amazing is, because that's subjective, and that's really dependent on where you start from as well. You could lose a lot of weight, or put on a lot of muscle, but because you haven't set any means of measuring how well you're doing at regular intervals, you may never feel content with your results. In this instance, this is bad goal setting, not because it's unrealistic, but because you don't have any way to track your progress. You then unintentionally psych yourself out and don't reward yourself every so often because you have no way of measuring how well you've done to warrant receiving that reward. One reason could be that you have no time frame. Let's say your resolution was to learn the guitar. Okay. Hypothetically, you've got an entire year to learn the guitar, but will you give yourself a realistic deadline? Or will you give yourself a deadline at all? 6 months? 3 months? A month? If not, inevitably you end up putting off achieving the goal. Before you realise it, it's the end of the year, and you come up with a list of excuses as to why it wasn't done. I had summatives. I had gone on holiday, so I couldn't take my guitar with me. I had work, and the list goes on. And yes, it's true that things crop up every so often which require our full attention, but it's just as important to make time to pursue our personal goals. Otherwise, our aspirations will forever take a back seat in the flexible ride that we call life. So, what do we do? Well, before we set a goal, we must think to ourselves whether our goal is realistic, whether we can measure it, whether we can set a time limit on it. Above all, we must make sure it's meaningful to us. It's so easy nowadays to set a goal and then to lose motivation because our conviction isn't strong enough. And yes, I have just spent some time discussing goal setting and poor habits, but I recognise that each one of you as a listener, none of you are superhuman, and neither am I. There will be times where we all feel demotivated, but it's in those moments that we must take a step back, take a breather, and evaluate why we feel demotivated. Are we run down? If so, take a break. Have we lost sight of our goal? Shift our perspectives. I'm a thorough believer of shooting for the stars, but it's just as important to prepare ourselves adequately for that intergalactic trip, so that we don't end up lost in the cosmos without much direction. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time we have for today. As per usual, I'd like to thank the artists whom without I would not have been able to produce this episode. You can find their details in the description of the episode, as per usual. I've been your host, Mr. Mocha. Tune in next week for another episode on this month's theme, self-development. It's been a pleasure talking to you all. See you next time.
How do I finish off this episode? Just remember that you are so much more than you think you are, even if it doesn't feel that way. Because remember, there was never a rainbow without a bit of rain first. Thank you.